Hi, this is Mariah Nichols, and I am recording a new episode for my podcast, which is basically a series of blog posts. And today we have a continuation of the Disabled Moms interview series, and we are featuring Carrie Turner. Please go to the original blog post for more information, for connecting with Carrie, and for seeing the transcript of this interview. So I'm just going to be reading it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to figure out how to get Carrie in on this interview, but that is hopefully something that I'll have set up in the future. So for now, I'm just going to read the questions and her answers. And the first question is, what is your disability? And she says, I have cerebral palsy, which I've had since birth. My husband, on the other hand, has a traumatic brain injury he acquired in 2002, long before I knew him. So we're both disabled, but our experiences in general are very different because he hasn't always been. How do you think growing up with a disability affected your perspective, pride, opinions, and culture surrounding disability? In terms of the points of the question, I didn't really develop any of that until college, when I met my mentor, who exposed me to the wider disability community and disability culture. I've been actively involved in it all since then, either in my day job or through side gigs and activism, or both. Did you have disabled role models around you growing up? If not, how do you think it would have affected you if you had? I really didn't have any disabled role models, at least not directly. Occasionally, some well-meaning, read non-disabled, person in authority, like a teacher or family member, would try to set up role models for me to emulate based on what they thought I should do. But of course, that was never authentic. When I got to college, on the other hand, my mentor really challenged me to explore what kind of role models I wanted for myself, and what kind of role I saw myself playing in the disability community at large. I'm grateful for my relationship with my mentor because, while she herself is not a role model for me specifically, she's someone I look up to based on the interests as well as some of the talents we share. We have developed them in different directions over the course of our lives, but if I had never met her, I would have developed no sense of the possibilities for me as a disabled person specifically. I could never have broken through the isolation I had always felt when I was younger. Having a mentor empowered me to seek community, and that has influenced the whole course of my life profoundly since then. Did you grow up thinking you would be a mother? I grew up knowing very strongly that I wanted to be a mother, but highly doubting that it would actually happen. Now that it finally has, I still kind of can't believe it. Were you scared to become a mom because of your disability? Socially speaking, yes. I was and am scared of how people will treat me because I am a disabled mom. But I'm not specifically scared of how my disability itself will impact my motherhood. Does your child have a disability? If so, is it the same as yours? Since my daughter is currently less than a week old, I have no idea whether or not she's disabled, although she isn't presenting that way. All her ultrasounds, etc., were normal, and her checkup so far seemed not to point to specific disability-related concerns. So I guess we'll see what happens. It will be definitely interesting either way. How does your child's lack of disability or difference in disability from your own affect your parenting, or does it at all? Again, I'm not sure yet. I think there are some things I'm self-conscious about that have more to do with the future, like, how will my daughter feel about her dad and me when she's a teenager, for example, than anything I'm going through now? I'm still just trying to recover from the birth and figure out what my body's like now. And of course, I have all the will I break my baby concerns most new parents seem to have. I may be more worried about things like, what if I fall with her? Or what if I can't pick her up? Both of which are legitimate issues with CP, no matter what or whom I'm handling. What would you say are the most challenging things about being a mom with a disability? I guess I'll figure that out as I go. Things are going well for me in the postpartum period, and I have a lot of support, so I'm grateful. Do you think people focus more on you as a mom or you as a woman with a disability? Since I've had a couple of miscarriages, too, not very many people knew about my pregnancy with my daughter. I think that was a wise choice for me emotionally, but a hard one socially. Now that people are hearing about it on social media, they're coming to me like, I had no idea. And on one hand, I'm like, sorry, but I had to protect my heart. On the other, when I hear them asking, you guys got a baby? And is she yours? I wonder if they think we weren't capable of having her ourselves. It was funny because I was going through the miscarriages. I felt like maybe we should just try fostering to adopt. And I was about to broach that subject with my husband when I found out I was pregnant again. Honestly, doing both, having my own kids and adopting some, would be ideal to me, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I wonder sometimes if having our own child will allow us to establish our track record as parents so that if we do choose to go the foster adopt route at some point, it will be easier for us to do so. Or if the system will just reject us out of hand because we're disabled. So many disabled parents I know live with the threat, even from people who are supposed to be close to them, of having their children taken away. That I do fear we will have to be extra careful how we parent, no matter what. It's frustrating because I feel the abled gaze in society is so strong that it won't matter very much what we do or how we do it, but rather how the non-disabled people around us see it, even when their perceptions are inaccurate and misinformed. Disability aside, can you access the care, resources, and help you need as a mom? Or does disability consistently get layered on by the medical profession? So far, I've been able to. Mostly, I think that's because I chose low medical intervention midwifery care for my pregnancy, labor, and delivery. I did this because I felt more empowered, and I was very blessed to find a midwife who's experienced with disabled moms. I was her first mom with CP, but she has really listened to me, backed me up, and given me tools and support regarding the kinds of issues all moms face. She understands my unique situation, but she doesn't treat me any differently because of it. She knows my purpose, and coming to her has been the same as it would be for any of her clients. What would you say your greatest skills as a mom are? I'm looking forward to finding that out specifically. But right now, I think the biggest thing I bring to the endeavor is my patience. Certainly, that's how I made it through the 22-plus hour labor and delivery of my 9.5-pound daughter with no epidural. Right now, it's serving me well as I figure out nursing her. What do you think your children would say your greatest skills are? Speaking of nursing, I hope my daughter appreciates my boobs. My midwife has told me I have the perfect pair for breastfeeding. How about weaknesses? What do you think the hardest parts of being a mom are for you? I realized the other day I've kind of been treating my daughter like doing a homework assignment. I tend to put a lot of pressure on myself and be a perfectionist who needs to feel like I'm doing everything right. Now that I'm caught up in all the nursing and diaper changing and pumping, I'm having a hard time just relaxing and enjoying my kid. My mom is staying with us right now, and whenever I see her or my husband rocking the baby in the rocking chair or singing to her, I get jealous. Eventually, I hope things will even out and I will feel confident instead of anxious. I definitely do not want to pass or project my perfectionism onto my daughter. What do you think your kids would say are your weakest areas? Sometimes I imagine my daughter saying, Mom, what's taking you so long? At moments when I struggle to get to her on time for feeding or diaper changing. I struggle with feeling like I can't do enough for her or like I'm not doing a good job because I have to move more slowly. I am a patient person by nature, as I've already said, but I seldom reserve much of that patience for myself. How do you think the presence of your disability makes it easier or harder to parent? I guess I'll just find out as I go along. I will say my overall disability experience has taught me patience, which I know one needs in droves for parenting. Obviously, while I'm still recovering from birth, I'm feeling my physical limitations more than ever. So it'll be interesting to see which of those persist and or prove the most challenging over time. What do you wish people would really get about being a mom with a disability? I wish more people would treat our desires and aspirations in this area as a foregone conclusion. When I was growing up and people would express surprise, doubt, or scorn when I talked about wanting to be a mom or have a family, I always wanted to ask them, well, didn't you? Why does it have to be so different for me? It showed me a lot about how ignorant people can be. Of course, that's not to say everyone should want to be a parent or want the same kind of circumstances in which to parent. My identical twin sister, who isn't disabled, got married 10 years before I did, yet doesn't have kids and doesn't want them, although she does adore her new niece. My point is that everyone's life choices in this area deserve to be respected. I think that's especially important considering that one can't always control the outcome. If anything, my miscarriage has taught me that. We just don't need all the stigma and taboo surrounding an area of life where so many people struggle to find and maintain satisfaction in their relationships. My own doubts about my ability to be a mom have always been as much to do with my struggle to find the right partner as with any specific fears about the day-to-day challenges of parenting. I don't take the fact that I have a fulfilling marriage for granted, and I know my relationship with my husband is a huge part of what's seeing me through the transition into parenthood. This goes back to what I was saying earlier about the abled gaze, but it's a very palpable possibility to me that socially, people around us will see my husband and me only in terms of our physical limitations, without regard for the quality of our relationship or our love for and our commitment to our daughter. The fact that non-disabled people can co-opt this kind of power in our society, and not the fact of disabled people pursuing perfectly healthy and reasonable personal goals, is the real danger. It scares me more than any fear I might have of making the same kind of parenting mistakes most parents make or fear making. Can you tell us a parenting story, something funny related to your disability? So this isn't funny, but it's my first parenting story that I'm proud of. As I mentioned, I chose to have a natural unmedicated birth with a midwife. Most of the process went fairly smoothly until a few moments before the end when I started bleeding and things were a little touch and go. The midwife was very upfront with me about the fact that if the baby didn't come soon, we might have to go to the hospital. But she didn't give up on me. Instead, she and her team did everything to help me get my daughter out into the world then and there. She has since told me that if we had gone to the hospital, I would have been given an emergency C-section, no questions asked, because the doctors would have said no one with your disability could have done it. But I did. I'm so grateful the midwife never gave up on me. But more importantly, I can look back and honestly say that at no point did I tell myself, this is too hard, it hurts too much, or I can't. I owed it to myself and my daughter to see her natural birth through. And now that I have, it makes me want to be a natural birth or reproductive health advocate for disabled parents, moms in particular. And that was the end of the interview that I had with Carrie Turner. And it was her pieces are still swirling in my head, like her thoughts on the power that the abled gaze have on those of us moms with disabilities, and, you know, her fear of having her kids taken away from her. I think that's a really common fear that so many of us moms with disabilities have. And I just want to thank Carrie so much for this interview and for her thoughtful responses. And I really urge you to come back to the blog and take a look at what her responses are in writing, as well as how to connect with Carrie Turner in real life. Thanks for listening. Bye.